Blog Talk Radio.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Artist Connection with your hosts, Tasha and Tammy LC. Due to another event, my co-host Tasha cannot be with us today, but she will definitely be with us in spirit. A big shout out to my incredible partner. I'm wishing you nothing but the best for your today's event. This is an amazing thing, and I'm very, very proud of you. You know you've got it, girl. She's definitely sending her love, and she shall return on our next show. Today's guest, we have a special treat. We will be speaking to the band members, well, two of the band members, from the UK group Wawa Collective. This band initially started out in London as an underground neo-soul group. Today, I'm going to have a relaxed chit-chat artist conversation with two of the members, as mentioned. In a few moments, I will welcome in Elusive and the incredible Sanya. I will talk to them about their current events, future plans, and much more. But before I start our program, I will play for you Tell Me Why from their current album, Cry Baby Soul. Enjoy.
Thank you.
by the incredible band Wild Wild Collective. Back with your girl Tammy LC here on Artist Connection. As already announced today, I will have a chit-chat artist conversation with Elusive and hopefully Sonia from the UK, the Wild Wild Collective. If you want to call in and leave a shout-out or just ask our guest a question, you can do so by dialing 347-633-9102. That is 347-633-9102. I also have a few questions from some followers on Twitter and from our blogs, and I will read three of those questions a little bit later in the show. So let me now check on our studio queue to see if our guest's connected yet.
Hello?
Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, hello, Tammy.
Hi.
Good work. Hi. Sonia, hi, Elusive. Welcome to Artist Connection. I'm going to go ahead and just let you guys introduce yourself to our listeners. How about that? And then I'm going to start the questioning after that.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, so this is the Wawa Collective, or two members of the band. Myself, I'm the Elusive, one of the songwriter and executive producer, and I'm with Sonia Loren.
Hi, I'm Sonia Loren. I'm the Wawa Mama. Singer and songwriter, and I'm really happy to be on your show today.
Well, we are more than happy, and Tasha couldn't be here today, unfortunately. She's sending her love, and she was really, really excited, and she was like, man, we're going to, you know, have to definitely invite you back when she's here, too, because she is, like, crazy about jazz music. You know, she's a big jazz fan, so
loving
it.
That's cool. That's great.
So, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, when we started advertising that you guys are going to be on our show today, we had people that was interested and left some questions, and we're going to ask you, like, three of them later, as I said. But I want to know, and I'm sure the listeners do too, how you guys met. How do you guys, like, how did y'all get together? Just tell me about that.
Okay, I mean, I'll break it down. I mean, the Wawa, as a band, we've been around for quite a few years. I mean, I would say roughly about 10 years ago we met, and it was myself, the Elusive, with Giorgio. I've known Giorgio for quite a few years, but I was working before the Wawa. I was working in the music industry, involved behind the scenes more to do accounts and royalties, and I was working for a record label which some guys might know out there called Sanctuary Management, and they are basically the management team behind a lot of rock, big legendary rock bands from the UK. In particular, I was working on the accounts for Iron Maiden, Judas Priest. So my initial background in the music industry is more from the rock side. And working in that field, I learned the trade of like setting up bands and things like that, and I hooked up with Giorgio in them days, and we're talking about early 2000s, so it's about 10-plus years ago, and George was involved in making new soul remixes for various bands in the UK. So we got together, strategized, and we came up with the Wawa Collective, which is named after the Wawa pedal from the classic funk keyboard Fender Rhodes. And also on board on that team, later we met up with a guy called Matthew Carcenti, who right now he does a lot of music for television in the UK. And then we hooked up with the Wild Mama, Sonia Loren, a few years ago when I was involved in working with a certain artist for the X Factor in the UK. And Sonia Loren got involved in the video and sorting out that song, which was a Conceptual Love. It was a pop song in the UK. It came out on the X Factor. So that's how the band developed. All right, and because we came from different backgrounds, we added, like, it gave us an eclectic feel to the project. But Sonia, you can mention how you got involved.
The Elusive said it was a few years ago that Badab Adu, X Factor finalist, released a song, Conceptual Love, and I featured in the video. I really, really liked the sound, and met with the Elusive to talk about Badabadoo and the music and their ideas, and ended up getting more and more involved with the Wild Collective, and then featuring on the remix of Conceptual Love. And yeah, and since then the rest is history, really.
Yeah.
So it's currently, since then, done many photo shoots and interviews, and getting ready for some new material as well.
Yeah, we're definitely looking into new material now. So, so and that's when the Wow is going to really come out, and the second wave of material coming out soon.
Okay, so that's how y'all all got together, and that's very interesting. And Tanya, I got to tell you, and I'm glad I'm saying your name right. I was a bit worried about that. Your presence is so powerful. I love that. Like that image, I love it. It's very powerful. I gotta say that. And also, I have another question. Elusive, since you have all this rock history, are you gonna have like a rock song coming out maybe one day? Like hardcore rock?
what I would say is this. Obviously, because the Wawa is eclectic, and as you know, Tammy, you know, like you heard Tell Me Why there, but we've also got some Latin-based songs like Gordo. We've also got some just straight neo soul music, and we've also got some pop, kind of like jazzy pop kind of stuff, and acid jazz. So the rock element, it's more of it. We're gonna be in future projects. We're gonna have a lot more guitar. Some bass guitar and lead guitars will be more involved in our songs. That's the best way to put it. We will still be as eclectic. We'll still be focusing on predominantly new soul, but we're also going to bring in a little bit more hip-hop vibes to it, a little bit more. The Latin vibe will always be there. Mm-hmm. So that's always a part of us. So, but we are going to bring some guitars into the more project, into the future projects, and you'll hear it, and a little electro, and that's a hint, a little electro, a little hip hop electro. So we're talking about old school hip hop electro. We're going to try and modernize that and come up with some more new waves of doing it. So I think some people will like it.
Yeah, I'm sure. As far as genre goes, and I've told you that before, you know. Sometimes genre is overrated, you know. I think everybody should just do as their heart pleases and, you know, forget genre. You know, we just love music. How about that?
Yeah, totally agree. Oh, it's like when we spoke recently and I was saying most people, if you check their iTunes list and you check on their smartphone, their list of music, you're going to, in 2015, you're going to see such a variety. And that's the average person, though they might not say it when you see them in public. What have you got on your phone? They'll tell you Kendrick Lamar, but you scroll down a little bit more, you might out of nowhere hear James Brown. So on their playlist, because music's music, and so we are trying to capture that because we know a lot of people now are eclectic, though the industry hasn't moved in that direction to accept it mainstream. Now, if you're a pop artist, you can only do pop. If you're an R&B artist, you can only do R&B. If you're hip-hop, you can only do hip-hop. But the people aren't like that. The average listener's got the diversity on their playlist, and we're going to reflect that in our music.
Interesting. Any collabs on the way, future plans? Collabs with maybe somebody from the U.S.?
I would say... What I can say now is that there may be collabs with MCs, like dropping verses. So the songs, some of the new songs may still be, say, typical Wawa, but with the songs with like a hip hop angle to it, there may be some US artists, rappers adding maybe a verse or here or there, and one or two singers we may use. On straight out for the whole song material. But what I would say is that Sanya Loren is going to be, the whole Wild Mama concept is going to be much stronger on the second album. So Sanya Loren's going to be really coming out in the second album and with the Wild Mama theme. And it was kind of like the Wawa's first album was all our ideas, but now when the second album slowly starts to surface, and obviously, Tammy, you guys, yourself, and the other guys in the Motor City, once everything's ready, you'll get a taste of it, a heads up on it.
Ooh.
So definitely. So, but you'll see, Tanya Lorin will be much more involved in the project and the building of it, and it's going to be much more. You'll notice, you'll see the character, because one of the things about Crybaby Souls, we worked with quite a few different artists, so the character of the Wawa wasn't, it was the early stage, it wasn't established, but the Wawa Mama will come through, and you're going to actually see the personality of the actual band through this thing. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sonia, I have a question for you, lady question.
Okay.
What kind of advice would you give, let's say, a young, upcoming female artist in these times and days when it comes to music and the challenges and, you know, the whole music industry? What would be, like, a vital advice you would give to the younger generation?
I would definitely say it's very important to stay true to who you are and what you're about as an artist. And to have a strong identity, but to also not be boxed in, like we're talking about genre-wise, to feel free to really experiment, really, and express. I mean, music's about expression, and every artist should feel free to express themselves fully through their music, whether that's a fusion of genres or crossing over genres. I think it's important not to compromise who you are and what you're about. In terms of the music industry, can be a little bit of a dark place. So you need to have a strong identity and stay strong in terms of who you are, as to not get lost or caught up in it, and in some of the things that it also, some of the places it may take you, or some of the things that may be promoted in terms of young female artists. Just to not feel they're pressured to go along with what maybe they're being told, and just be feel free to be themselves and express themselves fully through their music.
Right. Wonderful advice. And also, you know, some people, you know, if you're in that type of industry, you have to deal with rejection, a lot of rejection. And I think the most important thing is, as an artist, and I'm not just talking about musician, you know, that goes for writers, actors. Don't stop there, okay, just because that one door closes.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Keep on. And like
yeah,
you said, Simon,
right.
Stay true to yourself, right, and don't ever compromise. So right. I love that advice. And keep on going, even if, look, your album may not be golden, but guess what? You keep on going. That album is going to be
yeah.
there, but you're going to keep on going. Keep on going. I love it.
I agree with everything you just said yourself, Tammy. And getting your hands into different parts of things is good as well. Like, I know, like yourself, you said to when we spoke before, I mean, you write books, and you know you're a radio host as well. So it's all these things are just various degrees of expression, isn't it? And so it's good for people to see different sides of you, and through that, people get to know you better, you know?
Yeah. Right. And there is a question from one of our followers. They want to know from you, Elusive.
Yeah.
Let me see. Listened to your music, and I read up some of the things on Wikipedia, and you guys seem very interesting. I'm from the U.S., and I'm an aspired rapper, a hip-hop artist. Who is one of your favorite hip-hop artists from these days? Okay, that's a question from one of our readers. Elusive, that was
for you. Okay, what, from this day, nowadays, or do you
yes,
mean generally?
I think he said, like, from these days, like hip-hop now.
Hip-hop now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for me, hip-hop now, I would say, I would have to, I tend to listen to more underground hip hop. What I mean by underground, I don't mean I mean a bit more creative. I would listen to someone like an artist called Madlib, another artist called MF Doom, who's now known as Doom. So I appreciate creative sample techniques with very good underground lyrics. So things from like the Stone Throws label, I would listen to that. Like I said, I mentioned Kendrick Lamar. He's okay. I think he's okay for me. But right now on the edge for me, it would be someone like MF Doom. I like Ghostface Killah still. Yeah, but I think from the what I would say mainstream, the artists that are selling the big units, I would say probably Kendrick Lamar is probably for me someone that I would say yes. Yeah, I would put my thumbs up for Kendrick Lamar. But I tend to focus my attention when it comes to music much more on I'm into still the raw, original, sampled kind of hip-hop. So I still like listening to good, catchy samples, you know, from really rare breaks and stuff like that. So that's why I mentioned Madlib in particular. And obviously the late Jay Dilla and them kind of productions. Oh, Nas is always there. Nas is always there for lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, Nas is always going to... I'm not too sure about the production, but Nas is always there for lyrics. But definitely... I would say that, and yeah, can I say this without saying someone like Jay-Z? Can I?
Go ahead.
Whole world to say Jay-Z. I think I mean everyone will say Jay-Z, so he is probably up there. But I know he's going through drama with Tidal. I know Tidal's not working, but yeah, that's really what I would say with regards to hip hop right now. But my heart generally is a bit more a few years back, so I do feel hip hop's changed, I like the more boom bap kind of hip hop generally, but you know, we'll see. But
that would be a whole
like
other show.
No, go on, Tammy.
That would be a whole nother show, Elusive, if we would talk about hip hop today versus back then, right? Wow, would never stop.
Yeah, definitely another show.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about your current album, Crybaby Soul. It includes 16 songs, right? And
yeah.
I was reading that it was initially created 7 or 8 years ago. Is that correct?
Yeah. What the reason why I said that is on the press release is that because some of the songs, the actual album wasn't created 7 or 8 years. The actual album was created like last year, but some of the songs, the original mixes of the songs, were like, for example, like Tell Me My Prying Eyes, the original versions of them were 7 or 8 years ago, but then they were redone in like 2013, 2014, and then put out. So some of our songs, 2/3 of the album is like 2-3 years ago, kind of, or last year, but some of the original tracks, the original versions of them, were like 7 or 8 years ago. So when the press release went out, it is basically some songs that originally were thought of and created 7 years ago, all the way up to 2013, 2014.
Okay. So there you got it, you know? I mean, an old song, some years ago, and now you still, you know, benefit from it. So that means, you know, you never stop. You just move on. One day you can say, hey.
Yeah, Tammy. We've got like about 40, around 45 songs that are like, you know, when you do, as an artist, you've got sessions and you make songs, like there are some songs you may leave them for like 5 months and then come back to them. So some songs, like we've got, like for example, the second album, we've got around 45 kind of like raw songs that need to be developed and sorted out. And that's what myself and Sanya are going to get involved in that. And it's due to life and things like that and situations, you start a song, you leave it for a while, you may come back to it 3 or 4 months later and things like that. And so it life just drags it on and it ends up becoming much further down the line before the whole project's completed. So there are some songs on Crybaby Soul which were made like 2 months before it was released. So, you know, so while there are others that were 4 or 5 years earlier. So it just depends on the mood of the artist and the production and the vocalist, like Sanya. When Sanya's free, because Sanya does, she's an actor as well. She does adverts and act gigs, don't you, in the UK?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's about scheduling when people are free to do, to seriously work on an album and stuff.
Right. That's wonderful, wonderful, all this talent together. And I always say there's no lyric is ever wasted. Whatever you write down, it's going to benefit somebody someday.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. And for our listeners, real fast, your music can be found on iTunes, Amazon eMusic, Play.com. Tell us where else people can find your music, please.
Yeah, I mean, the core ones, you know, Amazon, 7Digital, Spotify, literally on our Twitter account, there's links to everything. So, just to hear what's going on with us, you can find our material on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon. So you can just go there, hear what's going on. And there's a lot of reviews of our music online. Check our Twitter account, always active. We all share the account. So people can hear what we're about on Twitter, and we're also on Facebook on The Wild Mama, and you can hear little bits on our stuff on SoundCloud as well. So we're around, we're not hard to find online. Our label's good on social media, so we're not hard to find online.
Right, and you interact with your listeners and your fans, and that's always a great thing. I love that.
Yeah, definitely. On Twitter, myself and Sanya, we and George, when he's around, we share the Twitter account, and yeah, when people reach out to us on Twitter, we always reach back. Just like you on your account, Tammy, and you guys on your show.
Yeah, we try to interact as much as we can. You know, we try to get back with people because people are very important. We love to interact and be here for people. And I just got a DM on my Twitter, actually, and it's asking about Sanya. Say, Sanya, you sound very, very, very nice. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? It sounds like a hungry listener here.
Oh, no, that's fine. I don't know what they want to know, but I am from a performing arts background, and so I've had the pleasure of working in different areas of the arts. So it's not just the singing and songwriting. I have done some acting work. And some modelling work as well, actually. That's been something I've been doing for a few years. But I've done recently done a Guinness advert. So I was in a Guinness ad. I don't really know what they want to know. But, yeah, I'm an all-rounder performing artist, I'd say. I really feel it's important to have many different outlets of expression as a natural-born creative, as I like to call myself.
Right.
Yeah, and I just embrace the creativity and like to share that. I always feel it's nice to share your creative side and express that through creative flair and through different types of the art, and get that out there as much as possible, and you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, lovely listeners out there, please be a little bit more specific next time you ask a question, but thank you so much, Sanya, for that. Normally when Tasha on air, thank you, she asks every guest a hot seat question, okay? That's what she normally does. So today I kind of wanted to, in her absence, ask a hot seat question, and it's not such a difficult one. It's just kind of an easy one, and both of you could answer. I just wanted to know if there's an event or a place where you say, as an artist, you would absolutely never perform. Is that even possible? I mean, such an event where you said, nope, I would never, ever want to perform there, ever. Or I don't want to be a part of that.
So, yeah, you can answer that one.
What do you think? I'm really open-minded, and there's not anywhere that I can think of at the top of my head that I'd kind of turn my nose up to or kind of turn away from in terms of not wanting to perform there, because, like I said in the last answer, I love the opportunity to share my creative side, and I've performed in many places and always loved the opportunity to get out there and perform and share my talent. And like you said, there's never a lyric wasted or a song. And if it can touch somebody or someone can relate to it or vibe to it, or, you know, that's me as an artist feeling pretty satisfied. So, yeah.
Right, right. Well, the reason I'm asking is we did have that question a long time ago, and believe it or not, but this artist said that he would never perform on an event like a fashion show that promotes fur because he is absolutely against that. So that was just interesting, you know, for him to say that. He said he would not even compromise. He would not perform there. You know what, believe it or not, but we're already at the end of our show, 30 minutes up and up, and I really, really enjoyed our little conversation here. But what I want to do is hand the mic to you guys. Maybe you guys want to give a shout-out and make sure that, you know, you gave all the links and promote. That's what we're here for. Please do so, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Well, yeah, first of all, Tammy, thanks for, letting the Wawa into your on your show, and also a big shout out to you guys and also Motor City as well for supporting the Wawa. I mean, basically, like we said, the Wawa's on Twitter, the Wawa Mama account, also Cry Baby Soul. We're on Facebook. The album Cry Baby Soul, as said, is 16 tracks. It's eclectic, so a lot of good songs on there. Tell Me Why. With Fiona Faye. We've also got songs from with Bada Badoo, which was a track on X Factor in the UK. So we've got a lot of new soul, acid jazz, Prying Eyes. We've got some hip hop kind of eclectic beats on there. And another song we did a video, which you can find on YouTube, called Narita, which was a lot more electronica. So that's on, you can find that video on YouTube. We're working on a second album, and that will be out, I would say, realistically, next year. But we'll definitely keep Tammy posted and let her know about that. And we say thanks to the support for people outside the UK for enjoying our music and hearing us out, and we love you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I'd like to say, thanks for having us. It's great to be on a radio show stateside. And so a big shout out to Motor City. Also, I want to shout out some UK artists, Mass Destruction, a hip-hop duo, and Basti Beats, one of the producers that I've worked with as a solo artist. And also I'd like to say that, I'm really, really great to be on your show, and I look forward to coming back to speak about our second album. My presence on the second album will be a lot more heard. I'll have a heavier presence, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's just great to be. I hope we can get involved more stateside, and hopefully in the future there will be some collabos with some American artists, which would be great. And it's been really, really great talking with you, Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy, one more thing. I can't forget these guys. Stan Linden III in Philadelphia, who was a good saxophone player. He was in a band in the 70s called Breakwater. And he's very good. He's like a mentor for me stateside. So a big shout out to Stan Linden III. And big shout out to Curtis Scarborough in Florida. These two very good friends of mine out there. So they've always got my back in the States. And also in the West Coast in Seattle, Suzanne Martins. So she's been a long-term friend of mine, known her for quite a few years. And a couple of guys in New York, Harlem, 125th, where I used to live back in the day. So big shout out to them guys if they're listening in. So, that's me done. And obviously yourself, Tammy, and the rest of your crew and Motor City.
Thank you. We really, really appreciate you guys taking the time, you know, and calling in. And we'd love to have you back, definitely. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I seen the chat room was a little full, and I got all the DMs. So I appreciate it. The show will be available on demand in about 2 hours or so, so you can go back and listen to it. We had Wawa Collective from the UK on our show, very exciting. Our end of the quote for today is, we rush through life and oftentimes miss to live in the now, for the time is the most precious thing, and so many of us simply don't use it. Instead, we rush straight through it. Value yours, your life. Ta-da. See you later.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control
of your mind. It's Artist Connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the Artist Connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.